You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.9 WBUR. Good morning. I'm Deborah Becker. The difficulties over the past year continue for many people in many ways. We're now more than a year into the pandemic. Calls for racial justice are still ringing out, and the migrant crisis continues to build for the Biden administration. A local nonprofit arts group called The Jar is helping students who are trying to cope, and it's using poetry. At the tail end of National Poetry Month tonight in Boston, a group of students and faculty from Bunker Hill Community College who've been working with three established poets in the JAR program debut their work. WBUR's Bob Oakes has this preview.
The students, aged from their teens to their 50s, have been workshopping their poems for a month with the professional spoken word artists leading up to tonight. The JAR workshop program, called World in Progress, was aimed at dealing with the anger and the pain of the last year by creating a safe place to heal.
Hello, everybody. My name is Irie, and welcome to class / the JAR. We always like to open this space up with a moment of silence, understanding that every time we come together, there is a place, space, people that could use our hearts, minds, attention, energy.
That is Irie Roach, organizer of this poetry workshop, which the JAR recorded.
And if your eyes have closed, let them remain. If they haven't, let them fall and just sort of settle into whatever position you happen to be in. And begin to breathe deeply.
Students log in via Zoom from all over Boston, including Dorchester, Alston, and Southie.
Hey, Sarah Valentina.
Hello.
What's up?
How are you?
Well, good to see you.
Nice to see you guys.
How can we create cultural experiences where people feel seen, valued, and loved?
That is Guy Ben-Aaron, founder and director of The JAR, which is helping people work through their challenges using the arts, including theater, or in this case, poetry.
And you can only do that within a space where you feel delighted and where the conditions are set so that equity is the starting point.
The students chose to write about topics personal to them. One wrote about his mother, who helps keep their Boston-area family afloat by washing floors at night. And then there's this student.
Hey, everyone. My name is Sara Valentina. I'm calling from East Boston.
Sara Valentina Alvarez Echevarria is a 19-year-old Bunker Hill Community College student.
The sun kissing my cinnamon skin, and the cold of April touching the tip of my nose. The children running in the plaza, and my friends laughing after each other, after a couple polas, or after a couple beers.
Sara Valentina is from Colombia, where she called the Andes Mountains home until immigrating to Chelsea 4 years ago when she was 15. She admits she struggled moving here with her family and called it a dark time in which she felt she was losing her identity.
People was calling me Sarah all the time, and my name is Sara. And I at the time, I understood. I was like, okay, it's a pronunciation, but still, it's not how I'd like to be called. And first time that I saw my high school profile that said white, Hispanic, I was so concerned and I didn't like it because I'm an Afro-Indigenous. And in my country, I'm an Afro-Indigenous. And that's how I'm recognized there, in the system there.
Her poem titled La Meseta, or The Plateau, is about coming to terms with living far away from the Colombian highlands where she was born. It is incredibly powerful. You say, I find myself in an endless process of metamorphosis made out of boldness and expectations.
That seem impossible to reach, impossible to settle, impossible to end. It doesn't end because I keep finding the woman I was. I hug her, I connect with her, and I grab her hand. I invite her to watch sunsets that I imagine in the center of the city, ignoring its buildings, its traffic, its noise, its sadness, and its lack of color.
In this poem, reflecting her personal turmoil about moving and living here, Sara Valentina writes about her own brown skin, how it's pale and dull from a cloudy winter that steals light and grace. But she told us the jar workshops helped her find connection when she felt most alone.
I think those workshops really help to connect with people and understand you're human and create community. And that was something that I was lacking when I moved here. For me, it's more than just a workshop. For me, it's a space to talk to people and see them as human as I want them to see me.
City of Boston poet laureate Portia Owayuola was one of the professional poets who worked with these students in their workshops. She said at the beginning, she was just excited to participate.
But I think when I got there, my intention was really to listen, which sounds weird, but it was to really listen, to learn, and to see if I could be a presence or if really, you know, the jar was going to be a presence upon me.
But like the students, and thanks to the students, she got more out of it at the end.
I guess that's the tea, is that it's actually helping my poems. Like, that's my favorite thing about, like, reading other people's work or teaching or just collaborating with other poets, is really I am learning something. I'm always looking for, like, what is it that I can take away from this poem, or what is it that I can learn?
Boston poet laureate Portia O will read a poem tonight, as will Sara Valentina Alvarez Echevarria and all the other students and professionals in this debut program by The Jar on healing after this horrible year. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Bob Oakes.
For more information about tonight's free poetry reading, visit our website, wbur.org.